I will talk about the idea of progress. I will take the example of prohibition in America. So the question I will answer is, to what extent was prohibition counterproductive? To understand the origin of prohibition, we have to know that alcohol was part of American way of life since the beginning. Indeed, they drank in every occasion, at every meal, in case of victory or defeat. Even doctors recommended it, and all social categories drank. In the 19th century, hard liquor became usual and took the place of beer. The problem was they drank it in the same way they drank beer before. Many men became drunkards, and there were many social consequences, among which, on the first side, the unemployment. Effectively, they could not work in good conditions, and employers don't want them as employees or workers. On the other side, they were the domestic violence. They beat their wives and their children. Because of that, they were the first revendication against alcohol in 1826. Religious and feminist organizations began to lobbying in favor of prohibition. It resulted in the establishment of prohibition. The Volstead Act was voted on January the 16th of 1919 under Woodrow Wilson's mandate. It banned the production, the sale, and transport of alcohol. During the era of prohibition, there were two main ways of life. The teetotalers respected the law and did not drink alcohol. On the other side, there were the development of black markets. The bootleggers produced and sold alcohol illegally. Al Capone was the most famous of them, and we consider he were responsible of many crimes as the St. Valentine massacre. The speakeasies were illegal salons where consumers can drink alcohol. All these monsters were protected by the corruption, which was really important at this moment. There were a legal way to drink alcohol, but they had to find a doctor to write a prescription. Effectively, they were authorized to give small doses. Despite the corruption, the untouchable was a team who never been corrupted, and the leader, Elliot Ness, arrested Al Capone, but for financial reason, he got 12 years in prison. However, we can consider that the prohibition failed to reduce significantly the consumption and lead to a rise of violence. The state didn't take the measure. The enforcement was too complicated, and citizens who put too much alcohol were irresponsible. To my mind, the prohibition was a noble experiment, as called it Herbert Hoover. Despite the good intentions, it didn't lead to progress.
Thank you very much. Could you tell us a little bit more about the way that you found out information about prohibition? Did you read any texts or see any films or documentaries or anything like that?
First, we've seen an extract of a film on the prohibition. Then we studied some texts. Finally, we made an exhibition on the prohibition. The class was divided in four groups. Each one had to talk about one part of the prohibition. And then each person presented his part to the others. I worked for the everyday life under the prohibition. We talked about the speakeasies and the bootleggers. So we use extract of journal. We also talk about the different president under the prohibition. So we use official documents.
And then for the test, we presented the exhibition as if we were the guide.
And did you find it an interesting subject to study, or was it already something you knew quite a lot about before we started studying it?
I knew something about prohibition before, but this chapter was more content. I find that was interesting.
Okay, now in more general terms, to what extent do you think the state has the right or the responsibility to intervene in people's private lives? Do you think the state should try and make society more moral, or is it just up to different individuals to decide how they behave?
In the case where there is social matters, I think the state can intervene, but the way they used for the prohibition was too restrictive for the liberty of the population.
Okay, so you think that something like prohibition, because prohibition can be a general term, not just about alcohol, when something is banned, do you think that tends to increase people's desire to have the thing that is banned?
I think that the ban is not really a good solution, because I think effectively it increases the desire to consume the thing which is banned. But if it's really dangerous for the health, for example, I think it's a good idea.
So what are the other things, like, for example, when the government decides to reduce the speed limit on the road to reduce accidents, and some people say it's an infringement of my liberty, I should be able to drive fast if I want. Do you agree with that or not?
I'm not aware with the opinion that that's a liberty to drive too fast, because it's not only our life that we... I think people have to be responsible, but they are not always. So I think some rules have to be established.
If you look at American history, it's in some ways a little bit paradoxical that the state decided that people shouldn't drink alcohol at all, because traditionally America is the country of individual freedom, not very much state intervention. There is a kind of hypocrisy.
I think there was an hypocrisy with the prohibition. But today there is an idea of liberty in America about some overlaw. For example, I have heard a thing about a fat tax who taxed the food, the junk food. And many people said at this moment it was bad to restrict the liberty of the population. exit.